Summer in the sea to sky corridor is a busy time. We all have places to go, people to see, camping spots to secure and nature to enjoy. The fair weather season is also a hectic time for flaggers on local roads doing traffic control. It is a dangerous and difficult job many drivers don't give a lot of thought to. In 2022, WorkSafe BC accepted 125 claims for traffic controllers, including short-term disability, long-term disability, or a fatal payment. The top injuries were strains with 62 claims, fractures at 21, back injuries at 13, contusions at 10 and, finally, concussions at 5 claims, according to a WorkSafe BC spokesperson. What flaggers wish drivers knew? The BC Construction Safety Alliance, BCCSA, has trained 24,000 current traffic control workers. In 2022, the not-for-profit association trained over 6,000 new flaggers and renewed the certificate of more than 2,000. Teresa Hollerin, the quality assurance specialist for BCCSA's traffic control program, said drivers need to remember that these workers are people with families and lives. It is a job, and they want to go home at the end of the day, she said. Slowing down is probably one of the biggest things I think flaggers wish that drivers would do. Often drivers can become confused by the cones or instructions but don't slow down to navigate through the construction zone. They can also be distracted. Don't be on the phone, even if it's hands-free, just pay attention to the road ahead, she added. Traffic controllers often see aggressive driving and take abuse on the job as well, Hollerin said. While drivers may just see them as an obstacle to getting where they want to go quickly, conducting traffic control is a cognitively demanding job that requires significant skills, Hollerin said. They are making decisions on behalf of drivers, workers and the public and must be alert every second of their shift. They are also on their feet for long hours in all kinds of weather. Want to work in traffic control? But for those who like being active and working outdoors, traffic controllers are an in-demand job that doesn't require years of training to start. BCCSA develops the curriculum for flagger training. The basic course runs for 2 days, and then there is on-the-job training by the employer. Traffic controllers are required for road maintenance and construction, but also for mining, the film industry and security, Hollerin said. With the current labor shortage and a relatively high turnover due to the demands of the job, there is plenty of work for folks who are interested, she added. According to talent.com, the average flagger salary in Canada is $39,000 per year or $20 per hour. Entry-level positions start at $33,150 per year, while most experienced workers make up to $56,410 per year.